Welcome, ladies, to our Naomi's Table Bible study in the book of Ephesians. Bible study teacher Beth Seifert has today's lesson. And, of course, don't forget the Bible study notes and questions to help you dig deeper. Those can be found on our website, naomistable.com. Let's open up God's Word and begin.
Well, today we'll be in Lesson 15 of our study through the book of Ephesians, and today we'll be in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. I've titled this lesson, Spirit-Filled. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open to Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 15. Look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. We have to be watchful of how we walk. And walking here implies a continual movement. This isn't a one-time walk. This is referring to the trajectory of our whole lives. We can't just coast along assuming everything is fine. We can't ignore what is going on around us either, or we won't be prepared for what is coming. That is all part of being able to make the best use of our time. Other translations say, redeem the time, for the days are evil. And I think for me, that gives me the insight into what is going on here. The days are evil, full of men who do whatever they want to do and follow their own inclinations. We are not to follow along with the spirit of this age, but we are to redeem the time we are given, using it for His purpose, knowing what His will is. Remember, Paul has been talking about the differences between believers and non-believers in this section. We are given a list of do not do's here. Do not be foolish, but be wise. Foolishness is the opposite of understanding God's will and doing it. How do we know God's will? Not by guessing. We know what His good, pleasing, and perfect will is by searching the Scriptures, by being in the Word. That's where we find all that God has told us about Himself. It's all there. It is there that we find God's moral will for us, and it is also there that we see the admonition not to seek for the hidden things, but to trust the Lord with those. Things like, when will I die, belong in this category of hidden things. Yet it is possible to understand God's will, His purpose in creating us for His glory, and what He expects of us. Read through the list of the Ten Commandments and see what things displease God and what things please Him. Starting there, you can get a great picture of what God's moral will is for us. And Paul then goes on here telling us that we are not to be drunk on wine, because that is debauchery and sensuality. But instead, we should be filled with His Spirit, encouraging and lifting each other up with psalms, which, let's be honest, a psalm does not mean light, fluffy song, because some of those psalms really cut to the heart. But lifting each other up with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, bringing our hearts more in line with Him every day in worship and praise of our Creator. What does it mean to be filled with the Spirit? Well, it starts with knowing Scripture and what it teaches. The Spirit is the sanctifying influence in our lives as we grow in our knowledge of Jesus Christ through studying the Scriptures. The Spirit deepens our love for the Savior as well. The contrast Paul is drawing here is a strong one, too. He's contrasting drunkenness and out-of-control behavior of the drunkard with those who are truly Spirit-filled and are consciously submitting themselves to the authority of Christ. Think about Galatians 5. The fruit of the Spirit are what again? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Nothing in there about the fruit of the Spirit is about being out of control. Also, the command to be filled is, in the original language, a present tense command. This is an ongoing experience, not a once done, checked it off the list kind of thing. We must allow the Spirit to permeate our lives so that everything we do brings glory to God. Again, think about yesterday. We are to shine as His light, giving Him the glory and praise, and pointing everyone to Him, exposing the deeds of darkness. Those who are filled with the Spirit seek to please God, by pursuing holiness in every part of our lives. Sanctification is the biggest evidence of the Spirit in our lives, not gifts of any sort. We are to look for the fruit of Galatians 5 to see evidence of the Spirit in our lives. Being filled with the Spirit also results in joyful praise of Him. And we are to pray with faith, trusting in Jesus as the one who represents us to God, that He will do so. We know He loves us. He died for us, and He is our mediator. Thus, we come to God through Christ. Now, here's a couple of hard ones, so brace yourselves. Give thanks always. Give thanks for everything. And who are you giving thanks to? God. This isn't a nebulous, oh, these things are nice. This is a specific thanksgiving, which implies someone to be thankful to. And we are called to be thankful in every situation, not just the fun stuff. Not just when we get the stuff we want, not just when things are going great. We are to thank God when things are going terribly, too. When someone dies unexpectedly and you are lost and grieving. When you lose that job. When your child turns away from God. In all things, whether we like them or not, we're to thank God. And we are to submit to each other out of reverence for Christ. Now, the submission in verse 21 is general. This is about submitting to our brothers and sisters who are to come alongside us and challenge us when we are sinning. We are to submit in this way without bitterness or anger, without malice, but with humility, going to the Scriptures to see whether what has been shared with us is true or not, whether we are sinning. Our default isn't to be, "Nuh-uh, I'm not sinning, you're judging me, you don't know my heart." Our default should be, "Thank you for sharing that with me. I need to spend some time with God and search His word with this in mind." We're supposed to expose the sin in our midst, remember? And sometimes we will be the one being exposed. Thus, we are to do this with love and without slander or gossip. Ladies, how are you doing on redeeming the time you have? How am I doing? How are we doing on being thankful in all circumstances, praising God in the rain and in the sunshine? What does that show about our trust and faith in God? Is our trust in Him or in ourselves? Do we truly rely on Him or do we rely on ourselves until there's an emergency? When He does come to our rescue, do we react with gratitude? Or do we get mad and bitter because perhaps He didn't rescue us when or how we wanted? Again, who are we looking to for control? Are we seeking His will through His word so that we can be redeeming the time? Or are we just assuming that a 20-minute sermon on Sunday will get us through? By the way, if you want a 20-minute sermon, don't come to my church because the sermons are always longer than that. Praise the Lord. But we need to make sure that we are making the most of the time we have and that we are doing it not as a checklist, but out of gratitude for the sacrifice that our Savior made for us. We need to be in the world and have it written on our hearts so that we have it when we need it. We need to seek His will and desire to do it too, and that is only possible when we are truly Spirit-filled. Ladies, you can find the notes to this study under the Bible Studies tab on the website naomistable.com, day 15, Spirit-filled.